Open Windows, June the 24th. The Danger of Coming Short. God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Whatever we are being faced with, some new different course, some fresh proposition or position, there is one all-governing question that we should ask and which we should take ample time to ponder and pray over seriously. That question is, does this thing before me stand in direct line with the full purpose of God as revealed, not in a fragment, but in the fullness of his word? God has left us in no doubt that he has a clearly defined purpose in view as the ultimate object of all his dealings. He has also made it abundantly clear what that purpose is. Further, it is distinctly shown that believers are called according to his purpose, and that they are to make their calling and election sure. It is the business and duty of every true Christian to study so as to be quite clear as to what that eternal purpose is. Having done so, everything that arises to engage us must be brought to the judgment bar on that purpose and interrogated in that light. God will not cut across our path or give us a particular light at a fork in the road if we have not been diligent in this quest or faithful to the light given. It just will not do to allow ourselves to be influenced by questions of comparative right or wrong, good or bad, permissibility, desirability, expediency or policy. Nor must ambition, soul gratification, enlarged prospects for the Lord, wider acceptance in Christianity, or any such thing colour our judgment or affect our decision. Advantage and cost are ruled out here as deciding factors. One question and one alone will decide tragedy or glory. Does this that is before me stand directly in line with the full purpose of God? When the end is reached, the full story told, the sum taken, how much that is bound up with this will be stripped off, as to having no real substance with what is Christ, and therefore fail to be carried over into the eternal. What will the river carry away, and what will emerge on the other side?